state frequency in this life, bro. Like, you got to accept to, like, just move, and, like, just groove with, like, the money and shit. And just, like, you know, like, you don't really care about you being out there like a superstar, you feel?
Yeah.
Like, I want to rap, and I want to be known about my rapping, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't want to be a rapper.
Right, right.
But, I mean, if I can build where I'm, like, hosting things and throwing events and there's rappers around and all that, you know, then, like, rappers can just look at me and, like, yo, this guy, you know, like, they know you, but they don't know you. Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yo, let's get this thing fucking started.
Yep.
Another Slim and Thief.
Let's get it fucking started.
Those is good words, though.
Yeah.
It's good words.
Most definitely. Let's get it fucking started.
Yeah, slam on the beat. Yeah, slam on the beat. Yo, sitting right here next to EMT. Yeah, and y'all gonna see. Yeah, go away with the flow. Y'all know who I am. I'm killing this shit. Yo, I am Sam. Like fucking Dr. Seuss, I write this shit. I fucks with the books and you see me. Ooh.
Rich. Yeah, I'm so fucking rich. I step in here and I fucking take your bitch.
Damn,
ain't no telling shit. Ain't no telling shit.
Yo, taking these hoes, yeah, I'm taking these hoes. Black and white, see me Oreo. Cookie dough, yeah, spit my flow. I go in and I give you a show. I fucks me, no, fucks you. I fucks with my flow and I do what I do. Yo, the truth is the truth and I speak it. Yo, you a fucking bitch, so keep it.
Yeah, keep that shit with your name. Everything in your life is really lame. Bitch, stay in your lane. Fuck around and you'll get brained in your brain. Everybody in here insane. So please give me your names. All right, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
What's good?
So they asked for our names, I believe. Is that what happened? I asked for the names, huh? Our names?
You asked for the names?
Yeah, I asked for the names, I guess. All
right, all right.
So what is your name, brother?
Yo, you here chilling with Slim?
Okay. Slim, can we get a round of applause for Slim, please?
Yo, what's good? What's
round
good?
Round of applause for Slim. Yeah. We're going to do that. Yeah.
Hey, that's enough.
All right, for sure. And you know, your
and
boy.
Who is you, though, man? Who is you?
Who am I? Well, I bring some DMT to your brain. They call me EMT.
Ooh.
Most good. Yep.
That's right, and we're here, episode motherfucking two of the EPP.
EPP.
We're running strong.
Yeah.
Fucking episode two, we're running strong. That
honestly
sounds hilarious.
Yo,
no,
people fuck with our
shit,
though.
Yeah, no.
People
like,
fuck with our
shit,
bro.
People do. And you know what? I like that because I feel like.
Because we're true and we're real, bro. We speak the truth. You know, it's because it's like, all right, bro. All these, you know, your average podcast speaks about sports. It has a category.
It sticks to one topic.
Yeah, and it just sticks in a category. You know what I mean? And if not, it's like a talk. It's like a talk show host. You know, like a show. You know, like The Breakfast Club. Like that's a podcast, but that's like a show.
It's
like
a show. Yeah.
Of groups
they got,
of individuals.
They got on
yeah.
Interviews and shit like that.
Exactly.
And they have subjects.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we just flow.
We just speak some life.
Like yo, like
straight up.
You know,
conversing.
We can bring some people that are doing things and they might have a subject, but then, you know, we talk about their subject briefly and then we flow them into whatever our subjects are. Like, fuck it.
All right. Friends theme song.
Right. One time.
Or just Old Town Road. Just one time. I mean, we've heard it enough on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
This shit
has three remixes.
I'll do the Friends theme song, bro. I'll do the Friends. I'm
Yo,
good.
Yo, a little something new, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good, bro. Like, that song... you know, they're playing yesterday.
I got the horses in them back. Yeah.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
I still fucks with it, though,
nah,
man.
Nah, I see horses, bro. Horses are dope. I myself would ride a horse, but I don't know, bro. Like.
But you're not going to have the horses in the back, though.
Nah, bro. Just let the horses run free, dog.
You're
like,
not down to have the
why do we
got to
ride
back.
The horses, bro? It's like,
no,
why do we
got
to ride elephants?
It's fun. Yo, honestly,
it's like, why do we gotta ride these animals, bro? Are
I'm
these
not
fools
gonna
riding
ride an
us?
Elephant, though.
But I'm saying, like, are these animals riding us? Like, imagine if an animal starts riding you. Like, how would you feel? People wouldn't like that, huh?
I mean,
like,
well,
on some real
shit,
bro. On some real shit, like, you don't know what the animal feels. So it's like that animal
Damn,
has
so what, you gonna become
thing.
A vegan or something?
No, no. I mean, it's honestly, man, bro, I'm transferring.
Yo, you not gonna be salamander no more,
nah,
bro.
Nah, not anymore. I gotta get that meat, huh? I gotta chase after that chicken, huh?
You gotta change. Man, no, man. You can't be salamander no more if you're gonna be vegan, bro.
Bro, I'm not gonna be vegan. I just, like yo, I am
Beyond
eating
burgers,
healthier, bro.
Beyond burgers every day
No,
in hell?
Nah, bro. I'll eat burgers and shit. Like, no, I'm telling you, bro, I'm borderline just a straight juicer. I just juice, but I eat tacos.
Okay.
Like, that's it right there.
Carne asada?
Nah.
No
cabeza, bro.
No al pastor?
Al pastor?
I fuss with
al pastor is the shit,
bro. All the time.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like it cuts right through the teeth. You know
nah,
I mean?
I don't fuck with al pastor all the time because some places don't make it dank, dog. You got to watch out. Even asada,
and
you know?
And it's pork, too. With pork, is a dirty meat, man.
Yeah.
You know, so if the place doesn't cook it right or shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You're going to end up fucking yourself up.
Right.
So I usually find a good place that got some good al pastor, and I just stay, man. I don't like to go all around the fucking world looking for a good al pastor. Although, yo, that sounds fun, man. Going all around the world to find
tacos. Who has the dankest taco? I mean, I had an idea where, like, I would fly around the world and find the best churro and create the best churro recipe, bro. And, like, just open up a store where it's, like, churros, but, like, filled in with shit, you know? And, like, just reinnovate the churros. Because there's, like, a bunch of churro places around here. Like churro sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches and shit, but like, nah, bro, it's not cutting it. Like,
damn, how you feel about those people going into stores and licking ice cream and putting it back, man?
That's a good thing I don't get ice cream from stores like that, bro.
Okay, all right, so but I'm mean, straight. Like, what do you feel?
I mean, really, like, we really came down to that, bro.
Hey, it's these fucking pot Tide eaters, the Tide Pods. Those that it's that generation, they're doing this shit.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't even know why. Yeah, I don't know.
Shit sounds stupid, huh?
I don't know. Nah, yeah. It, like, it's like, I don't, it's not even stupid, bro. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Because it's ignorant, man. It's not like I myself,
I've tried drugs, you feel? Mm-hmm. But it's like, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
You feel like when you try a pot or some shit, it's like, yo, bro, like, how do you not know what you're doing? You know
what
I mean?
It definitely says do not ingest.
Exactly. And it's not like, yo, a drug, you know you're not, you might not die, and you know you're going to get something to feel. You know what I mean? This shit, you don't know what it's going to do to you at all.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's like, all right, mushrooms, like, don't take mushrooms. Why? Because it's going to show you some truth. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah. Also, you
like,
can die off of mushrooms.
You can. You can die off of anything.
Too many, yeah.
You can die
well,
off
except
of,
for weed, bro.
Except for weed, yeah.
You
definitely.
Can't die
definitely.
Weed. Yeah,
but you know what I mean? Like, why do people, no, I'm buzz out. I'm going to go crazy. No, bro. It's just people can't sit in the truth. Like acid, bro, I'm good, dog.
But you know what? On some real shit, though, I kind of feel like that's kind of how it was back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were just in the fields one day, and they were like, yo, I see a plant or something like that. We always pass it. We don't know if it's good or not.
And then you just got to try it until they die or they live.
Exactly. We need one example. We need one person to be like, well, I don't feel so good, Jimmy. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But in this day and age, I mean, I know, well, okay, so.
But the thing is, like, bro.
My example, it's a little different because back in the day, they didn't have the equipment to write, you know what I'm saying, to put, do not eat this. It was more of everything was an experiment. You know what I'm saying? Now it's all on the fucking, it's all on the thing.
Yeah, now it tells you like, yo, you shouldn't eat this.
Yeah, don't
like,
eat this shit. It got chlorine up in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
you're
what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, you're a big dummy if you eat this dumb. Like, if you eat this shit, is meant to fucking clean your clothes.
Yo, you know but I'm saying? Down to eat a worm, bro. Like some worms and
yo,
shit.
Yo, that shit got some, well, it got like protein in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, some flies, bro. Flies are pretty dank.
If
roaches, I wouldn't eat a roach.
What's his name? Howard? I think his name is Howard the Bald Dude. Anyway, the dude that did the X Factor, yo, if he walked up to me and was like, "Yo, Slim, you got a chance at $40 million."
You mean Joe Rogan?
Is that Joe Rogan?
Yeah, bro.
The bald dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
No.
Right.
X Factor. You
X Factor? Yeah. The host.
Yeah.
I think it was Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
It was either Joe Rogan or Howard.
Some
I don't
shit
know,
like
bro.
That.
I don't fucking care. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Right. Look, it was one of them. Right. But if he walked up to me and was like, yo, Slim, I'll give you 40 of them things, and all you gotta do is just be on a fucking show and win. We gonna be pouring fucking big ass cockroaches on you and shit like that. They might bite, whatever it is like that. Yo, I'm gonna be on that fucking show, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna just put some goggles on and just close my eye, bro.
That's it.
And that's it, and just cover my fucking sack, you know?
That's it right there.
From there, you know it's like, saying? You buy me anywhere else, and as long as I don't die, like, it's not poisonous, I'm straight.
They will not have you on a show if they think they can kill you.
Right. I don't know, bro.
Yo, you think they'll try?
Honestly, bro, I don't know, dude. Like, think about it, bro. Like, anybody would jump on these shows just when they know they're going to win X amount of money.
Not if they think that there's a chance of them dying, though.
But how would they know? They wouldn't know.
Because it's televised, man.
Yeah, like, so it could be televised.
Would be retarded, fam.
It could be televised, and then afterwards they fucking.
They said they put you up to they put you up on some shit. And say, yo, this is another one. Yo, just letting you know, we got the setup, everything, but this is another one. You think the cameras is on, but it's not, and they just setting you up, trying to fucking kill you. Yo, that's some fucking devil shit, man.
This show is infamous for killing people and taking them down.
Fucking, that's some Illuminati shit. Yo, Area 51 is going down. You know what's up. You know what the fuck going down, Area 51,
wait,
September.
So, all right, so what's going down, bro? Because Trump was like, yo, we took out the aliens back home, dog. Don't even trip. Yo, that was a fucking, that was a turd fucking move, dude. That was fucked up.
Wait, back up. Trump said that?
Yeah, that he like wrote, I don't fucking have a Twitter or shit, but like I saw a post or something, a picture where it was like, he was like, yo, he wrote on Twitter saying like, yo, yeah, I don't know why people are looking for aliens in Area 51 if we fucking deported all of them.
Oh.
Damn, dog. Fuck this guy, bro. Fuck this guy, dog. Yeah, bro. That's just fucked. That shit's fucked, bro. Like, bro, the fact that you got the balls to do that shit. Smack him across the face with some balls, bro.
Ah!
Yep. Yep.
That is fucked up,
man.
That
shit is whack, bro.
That shit. Yo, fuck Trump, man. Fuck
that
Trump.
That shit is whack, bro. Fuck,
we don't fuck,
fuck
with
that
Trump.
Dude.
Yo, I don't give a fuck how much money this guy has.
Hey, but you know what?
Has.
You know what it's told, bro? I have somebody tell me that in this world, there's only one God. And it's money. Money is God, bro.
Bro.
You have all the money,
there
bro.
There is
like
no such thing as a physical God.
I know, but that's the closest thing to a physical God with, like, the representation.
Bro.
If I'm sitting here, Slim, and I am fucking the richest man in this world, we're going to do anything you and me desire to do and do it peacefully and do anything we want. And make anything we want happen because we just have all the fucking money ever to just fucking sit around and just create anything that we think, and we don't even have to do it ourselves. We can have everybody else do it just for us, and we just sit here and think.
And all it takes is for you to have the amount of money.
That's
to
it.
To make them do it.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, so I get that, but I don't know. I don't feel it, man. I don't feel
I mean,
it.
Yeah. It was just an he didn't take mean that like.
Like
oh,
no,
you know,
no.
Like,
I get what he meant by it, but it's like, honestly, you can be the poorest motherfucker alive and still have influence over
facts.
Everybody, look at fucking the Buddhist. They don't. They fucking wear a fucking robe, shave their fucking head, and they're minimalist. And they don't believe in fucking, you know, spending money on the finest things. And they have, all they have is the power of their fucking words, bro.
And
that's
their mental
it.
State.
And they're killing it. You know what I'm saying? Spiritually killing it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so are churches too, bro.
Yeah.
They're spiritually killing it, bro. Like,
but
you know,
that involves
they be,
money, though.
They be, that's what I'm saying. They be buying, you know, you hear about that one priest or something, that one church, they bought a fucking yacht.
Nah.
Like, they just bought some shit that was just, like, way out, and then people
nah.
were, like,
I remember
backlash.
I told you about the guy that bought the fucking jet, bro. That's, I feel like that's the, like, that's some, first of all, fucking jet, fam. You couldn't settle on a Bentley.
We needed to fucking fly this holy priest over to God. You know what I mean?
Everything, and then you know how much fuel, like how much it costs to fill up a fucking jet.
Yeah, how much does that cost?
Oh my God, yo, we gonna have to look this.
We have
up.
To look that up, bro.
Gotta,
how much does it cost to fill up a jet?
Yo, I'm pretty fucking sure that shit is in the fucking millions, bro. Like, there's no way that
$1 million to fill a tank of gas into a jet.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, I don't take that, bro. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for sure. For sure, I don't buy that.
Fill up a jet.
I don't buy that for sure.
We about to fucking see fucking Google. All right, look. All right. Jet fuel is usually the largest variable factor. For instance, as we noted in our analysis of the operating costs of the Embraer 300, fuel is the largest variable cost.
$1,200. What are we talking about here now, bro? I got lost in the sauce,
the
bro.
Up,
yeah,
yo.
Well, take that shit
Hold
back,
on.
Bro.
Hold on, India Pale Ale. Yo.
It's the cop. It's the hop
it's
shop.
The motherfucking hop ippas.
It's the hop. It's the hop highway, bro.
Hey, wait, hold on. Hey, you okay? All right, so you know when you be smoking, and then you just chilling, and then all of a sudden you just realize you high.
Oh, I'm faded as fuck, bro. No, it's like, yo, bro, took some some nice California grown mushrooms the other day.
Yeah,
bro, just walking down, we're just having a regular conversation talking about work, and then all of a sudden, oh fuck. This shit just hit, bro.
Like, that shit is instant. Like, yeah. You just realize that reality is not, it's not what it really is anymore. All right, so hold on, back to it. All right, so $1,292 per hour, the pricing per gallon of jet fuel can vary significantly, as can the typical burn rate. So, all right, so let's just say fucking $1,300 per hour to fill it up. So, that's still a lot of money, bro. We're out here in L.A. paying $4 a gallon for gas, and it doesn't take an hour to fill up your fucking car. It takes less than 5 minutes.
How many hours does it take to fill up a jet?
Damn, we about to hit Google. Again, y'all fucks with Google, but I also don't, because they trying to sell our information, bro. There's actually something called a war cloud, where the companies are actually bidding on who can take our information, and they're trying to use it for military. Gotta look it up, man. It's the real deal. Shit ain't no conspiracy. They're over there in contacts with DirecTV, AT&T, all the motherfucking cable providers. They're just trying to get all of our information to try to use it for war, bro. Oh, God. It's getting real out here, man.
Yeah, bro. My homie was talking about a draft the other day. He was like, yo, bro, if we go to war, like, we're going to get drafted. Because then China and Russia are going to jump in. I'm like, dog. Fuck all that shit, bro. Fuck war. Like, what's the point, dog? I mean,
it's money, man.
Yeah, no, I get that, but it's like, really, that's really the point? Like, that's still not a solid enough point to do that, you know?
Well,
it's like what Thanos said, bro. Like, Thanos was low key not wrong, bro. Like, when he snapped his fingers, he probably did a great thing, bro. You know?
Yeah.
But you know, the fucking Avengers wanted to come back and save them all. And it's like, nah, bro. Let Thanos fucking have you guys rebuild, because that's exactly what they need to do.
Okay, so you know how I think about it. It's like when you're in high school and you're in history class and they're always talking about, like, fucking Napoleon and shit like that, going to war. And what they used to do when they would go to war is, this was all over land, bro. They was just going to war for fucking land. They wanted to capture some shit. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to own what Ireland or wherever, whoever they're after, they wanted that shit.
Right.
So it's going on for so long, even till now, even though we're growing in technology, and, you know, we have politics and we have Democrats, Republicans, we got shit like that. We have a government. We're still all about that, man. We all about, you know, we want to own their shit. Yo, we want to own what is in Iraq. Or we want to own Iraq.
Right. It's like, you know? It's like gangs, you know, like in neighborhoods, like, yo, this is my block, you know?
Yeah, it's that's
like,
the way
fuck out of here, bro. Go to your block. You selling your block, I sell my block, this is my shit. If I want to run you over, I'm gonna run you over. If not, I'm not. You know, it's like,
and that's fuck shit though, man, because you're putting everybody's safety in the middle of your feelings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't fuck with it, bro. So fuck war.
Because they're fucking irrational human beings that can't fucking put their emotions aside. And
they're
honestly, bro.
Big babies, bro.
Yeah, no, they're honestly the biggest little bitches ever. And they think they're the hardest, bro.
And not just that. You know how tough you got to look to hold a gun and kill somebody? I feel like you look tougher going up to somebody and laying paws on them, bro. Beating them the fuck up. I feel like that makes you look more of a man than pulling out a fucking gun, loading a clip up, and killing somebody.
Off of some emotion-based shit, it depends. Like, if somebody hurt my family, pew, 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 pew. I fucking just destroy them, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, the reason I made that sound is because, like, it would have a silencer, you feel? Because, like, I ain't trying to go out like that, bro. Like, you know, if somebody broke into your house or some shit, like, you got to take them out, bro. You feel? Like,
oh, 100%.
You came into my domain. That's why I have Killer, bro. He protects the crib. You feel? Like, nobody's going to come and fuck with us.
For a while, I've actually been thinking about getting my gun permit. Just to protect my family, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel like I'm doing something. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put it up in my glove compartment. You know, I don't want to feel like I have to pull it out. But it's like, in case anybody comes through, you know, try to jump through the windows or disrespect me in my crib or something like that. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you I have don't, to let them know.
I don't want to, bro. The last thing I want to do is have to kill somebody, bro. Like, you know how much of a cold-hearted human being you have to be to kill somebody?
That'd be all bad, bro.
Bro, to take somebody's life. Like, I understand that it's like, it doesn't hit you immediately. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't hit you. Like, when you kill somebody, I'm sure you don't really think about the fact that you erased their whole entire existence. That's why sometimes you see people going crazy over that shit. Because all
right, but what's worse? You killing somebody or you beating the fuck out of somebody to where, like, it alters their life and it changes their path forever because, like, you fucked them up that bad. You feel?
I'd rather just beat somebody to fuck up that bad.
Nah.
Honestly.
I'd rather just, yeah. Oh, and just leave them fucking paralyzed and shit.
Yeah,
like
leave them fucked up, bro. So that at least they live to see what the fuck is going on. You know? I wouldn't I don't know about paralyzed. Yo, Marty. Yo. Yo. EMT is a crazy dude, man. Yo, every time we talk, you end up saying some shit that I'm like, yo, who is this guy I'm talking to?
Yeah, bro. It's like, I mean, bro, now that I think about it, like, yeah, if I really had something so against a person, like, I'd rather fuck them up to where, like, they're paralyzed and shit. So they see everything go down, but they can't interact anymore because they just fucked up that bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, where it's like
I
if you kill them, if you kill them, like you just did them a favor. It's done. So,
but
who
did
knows
you
where
really do them a favor though? Because you just answered it. Like, where do they go? You don't know, bro. We don't even know if there's anything on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We
so
don't
it's like it's not even that bad as compared to like allowing them to live, but they can't live. You feel?
Nah, bro.
Because you just end it. So you end it at a IDK as opposed to, hey, you get to live, but you can't do anything with your life anymore.
True, but I guess that's like it's personal, man, because like me, I feel like the only time I would have to shoot and kill a motherfucker is if I have to. Like, I have no choice. I have no choice. I cannot do anything else except for grab my gun, load it up, shoot a nigga in the head. I have to. If I feel like I can just beat somebody up or even just stab them, man. I will stab the fuck out of somebody, not kill them, but I'll definitely stab them up.
How do you know they're not going to die?
I'll stab them up in the legs. You know what I mean?
I'm good, bro. I'm stabbing somebody. I'm stabbing them in the fucking chest or something. Bro, the legs?
Yeah, bro.
Bro,
or the arms or something.
And what if they could take a knife to the leg and the arm, bro?
Bro, if they take a knife to the leg, they're not going to be walking right. And the arm is different, you know what I'm saying? They still got the gift of walking. But
you take a knife to the leg and you split a big-ass fucking artery.
And they start bleeding the fuck out.
And then you kill them.
Well, shit, none of us is medical professionals. So, yo, either way it goes, fighting is dangerous, stabbing is dangerous, and shooting somebody is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to choose, I would go with the latter, and then first I would go with putting the hands on them, and then second I would stab them. But last, I would definitely shoot them. That would be my last decision.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't go for the gun first, bro. We're not in Florida, fam. I wouldn't do that, man. Now, if the roles were switched, I'm pretty sure, like, my first thought for me is when somebody breaks into your crib, immediately what they want to do is kill you.
Right. I feel even if they try to rob you, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they're prepared to fucking kill you. Like, you have to be in that mode, fam. You cannot break into somebody's shit and just be like, yo, I'm just here for your shit and I don't want to kill you. I don't even have a gun. I don't have a knife. I don't have it in my hands. And I'm just going to take your shit. No, bro, you better, like, you got to walk up in there with a gun.
You see, but there's people that do that, you feel? And, like, they were like, all right, fuck it, we could just run away and not get caught. You feel? Like, they're in the middle of the action. Oh, this person came out without a gun. All right, we're not going to hurt these individuals. Dip. But, yeah, I think that just comes down to the individual. Because I myself, like you said, if I'm going to do some shit like that, bro, which I wouldn't ever, because I don't think stealing from people is the way to go at all.
Yeah.
Like, steal from corporate America, dog. Don't steal from people.
Yeah, they stole from us.
Facts. So, you know, I'm not, you know, don't steal from other people that are working and trying to do the thing, you know, and trying to grow. Like, leave them at it, you know? But, you know, you got to go fucking... I lost the thought, bro.
What?
I lost my thought, bro.
Is it the IPAs?
Nah, bro, it was the food going down and settling
You getting the itis.
Yeah.
Look, killing is not...
Okay, I remember now.
Okay.
So it's like, when you rob, it's like, I'm going in here, and I might not come out. So why wouldn't I go out? This person can come out. You know, if you're logical, this person can come out with a gun and try to kill you. So, I mean, you got to go strapped up, too. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go out without a strap.
You're talking about the person that's going to rob you.
Yeah, if you're going to rob, like, yeah, of course. It's just out of defense, facts. But, again, what's the point? Like, why are you doing this? These other people worked for this shit. There's no point in that.
Yeah. I'm getting my gun permit, and I've gone so far to even think like, yo, I don't even really need my gun permit. I just want to get like an airsoft gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got the man. Them shits be looking real as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Imagine walking.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna get an airsoft gun with a gun permit, bro. I'm gonna buy a real fucking gun with bullets.
No, I'm saying, like, if you don't have a gun permit, like, if you don't really feel like going through
the process. Oh, go get an airsoft gun?
Yeah, go get an airsoft gun, bro. They got the, fam, you go to the website, yo, they got the motherfucking AKs. They got the SMGs, you know?
Honestly, I'd get an airsoft if it was gassed up.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying.
If it was gas powered.
I'm not talking about the shit with the beads, bro.
All right, bro.
I'm not talking about that bullshit.
Or like a pellet gun.
Yeah, I'm talking about the real shit. Like, if you shoot a motherfucker up in the arm or the chest or something, that shit is going to fucking hurt. Like, it's going to fucking scare them away. Like, yo, this motherfucker really just fucking shot me. And they're going to dip. You didn't really hurt them like that. They're not going to be bleeding. They might have a little bruise or something like that. That's what I mean.
Or you just come out with a fucking paintball gun and just start blasting motherfuckers in paint.
Shit, if you got the courage for that, fam. Because, like, I feel like, damn, that motherfucker's hurt, though.
That's what I'm saying. You shoot the motherfuckers in the dome with the fucking... gun.
Yo, hey, can't you freeze those?
That's why, bro.
Can't you, like, somebody rob you and just be like, hold on. Yeah, load that shit up. Okay, all right. So if I could do that, if I can be like, all right, yo, you want everything in my apartment? Okay, well, damn. Have you ever seen that Kevin Hart skit?
No.
So this Kevin Hart was like, all right, so he got his gun permit, and then he started practicing for guns and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then he said... So he started coming with scenarios on what would happen if somebody tried to rob him. So he said, "Yo, so he has his gun in the microwave."
Right.
And he says, the guy's like, "Okay, give me everything." And then he's like, "Oh shit. Okay. You just going to come up in my kitchen and try to rob me like that? okay, well, first, let me check on my Hot Pockets. He opens up the microwave and grabs the gun. He's like, gun! And then he's like, all right, so the next one, you know, he tried to rob me, and he tries to come through the back door. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. You just going to try to walk in and try to rob me like that? All right, well, first, let me take my clothes out the dryer. He goes in and reaches in the wash machine. And then he's like, all right, gun. And he's like, all right, the next one will be in the fucking bathroom or something. You know what I'm saying? So basically, he started putting up all these scenarios and shit. I feel like I would do that with the paintball gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh.
Buy a shit ton of paintball guns and just lay them out around your house.
Just lay them out, fam.
And have them, have them in a freezer.
I'll have the paint capacitor, whatever the fuck the thing is called. I'll have it up in a freezer. So I'll be like, oh, fuck. So you just got
the hoppers.
You going to fucking rob me, bro? All right, well. First, let me check something in the freezer. I open up the freezer and then pull out the motherfucking chamber and load that shit up and just start dumping on them. I don't know how that would work, man.
You see, the way it would work is you have to be racked out, bro. Like, you have to be able to have multiple paintball guns, have them laid out in different sections of the house, but where you would have the gun like laying somewhere, and right next to it would be a mini tiny freezer.
Okay, but you can tell, bro.
And then
you
right there you just have the hopper inside with all the paintballs inside the hopper already. So all you need to do, like, the tank of CO2 is already connected to the gun. The gun's laying down right next to the freezer. So all you would do was just pull out the hopper, load the hopper, and then just start banging on them because the gun's already ready to go. You just need to load the hopper.
You just got to load it up, yeah.
Exactly.
But that's the thing, though. Like, opening up the fucking door to your little freezer, and, like, that's already – it takes less than a second for somebody to shoot you. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a small freezer, and, like, you would do that.
Like, that's the thing, though.
Like, yeah, like that, right?
But, like, still, even if it's by my bed, I'm still going to have to be like, okay, I'll give you my wallet, and then I'll reach by the drawer. And then while I'm reaching in the drawer to open it, I gotta pull open the motherfucking freezer and to grab the shit. That's too much already, bro. Like, I feel like that shit, it would have, like, to grab it out of your freezer.
Like, you would have to know that they're already in your crib.
You have to know that you're already in your crib.
Yeah, for sure.
They can't be already facing you with the gun in hand.
Nah, you're fucked, bro. I mean, even if they're facing you with a gun in your head, like, you better have that gun, like, right where your hand is.
You gotta have that shit underneath your pillow or something.
Yeah, like, if not, then that shit's not going down, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna die. Yeah, no, that's a fact. Yeah, you gotta, once you hear somebody walking through your crib, you gotta open up that freezer.
Definitely.
You gotta open up the freezer and ice them. That's what they be saying back in the day. Did you ice them, Tony?
Did you ice them? So, you see, that's why it's better off to just have an airsoft gun, bro.
I fucks with the airsoft, bro. They got the AKs, the motherfucking
or a pellet gun.
Guns,
a pellet gun, bro. Yo, have you ever gotten shot by a pellet gun?
I got shot at, but I didn't get hit.
Or a tranquilizer.
Damn, fam. I fucks with the tranquilizer idea, but...
And then you give them AIDS.
Damn, that's fucked up, man. Damn, fuck just them. Fucking kill him, bro.
What the fuck?
Just straight up
you
shoot
see,
him
all right,
in the head,
all right,
fam.
So you see, would you rather leave somebody with AIDS? Would you rather beat them to where they're fucking paralyzed? Or would you kill them? They broke
wait,
into your
wait,
house.
Give me,
they
me
broke
those,
in.
Give me
so
those
I'll give you a scenario,
again.
Right?
Give me those options
motherfucker
again.
Right now, bro. We're chilling right now, doing this podcast at the crib. We're chilling. Motherfucker walks in right now, bro, to the front door. We got... Three options laid between us.
Okay.
We beat the
lay
fuck
out
of him.
Options. Okay.
Beat the fuck out of him to where, like, yo, bro, he's fucking, he turned dumb and he's paralyzed
he's
and
paralyzed,
shit.
He's brain dead.
Yeah,
and shit.
Fucked up, bro.
He's
like, he just fucked. But he's going to live. Yeah. Like, he's going to live and live a couple years and do his thing. You know what I mean? He's just fucked up, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
You shoot him with tranquilizer that puts
AIDS.
Him asleep, but then it gives him AIDS.
Okay.
Right?
And then the third one?
And then the third one is just fucking, we'll just nail him with a gun and just bop. Call him
right,
out.
He's fucking
and he's
dead.
Gone. And he's dead.
Yo, I'm definitely not shooting a motherfucker with a tranquilizer and giving him AIDS. Like,
nah.
That's.
Nah.
You gotta be a fucking demonic ass.
You hey, bro, you come fucking with my
up.
Fam, bro. Like,
nah,
you fucking
man.
It with the fam, bro.
What, like, a man,
so
like,
you rather take him out. You rather take him out. You rather shoot him with a gun and kill him over.
No, I'd rather beat him the fuck up and turn him into a vegetable. he gonna still be alive, bro. He just can't talk.
No, you know what? Yeah, I feel it, though, because if I would shoot him with AIDS, like, they can go out and spread that shit. But at that point, they'd be in jail. You know what I mean? Like, they just spread it out in jail. Fuck it.
Bro, and then you fuck up the economy, and everyone's in fucking quarantine.
fuck. Yeah, yo, I guess not, bro.
Because you decide to fucking poison and kill everybody. Oh, my God. Yo, I'm just imagining what that looks like. What are you... Well, you just like I just all of a sudden I hear Velcro, like, and then you open up and that shit rolls out. And it's like it's a fucking train gun, and then you see a whole bunch of different needles and shit like that.
Yeah.
And you're like,
which one? I want this one today.
Oh, load up the train
There's
gun.
Some hitman shit, bro.
AIDS. Yo, hey, I feel like that's what they did back in the day, though, man. They loaded it up, and it was like, yo, we did some, we loaded up all the bacteria, fungus, whatever the fuck. We loaded all that shit up, threw it up in this fucking needle. Do they have anything yet? Let's test them. They test them. Damn, yo, this dude has some shit, and it's fucking up his immune system. I do not believe that people were out there fucking monkeys, fam. I don't believe that, man.
You know, AIDS is a man-made disease.
That's what
right?
I'm saying,
so
fam.
How does that even make sense?
That's what they told. I'm just going off of what they were saying, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what they tell you when you grow up, but, like, that's not the truth. Yeah, it's like HIV, bro, is there really a cure? There is, but why would I give it to you?
If you got the money, you can have it.
Yeah.
Look at Magic Johnson, fam. Magic Johnson, I feel like, is the first real known subject to just... Yo, he had it. It was big. And then, like, all of a sudden, it's gone.
And you can't say that it was tamed or it's just, it's small. It's in a small fraction in his body. It's not. It's gone.
Yo, that's
He'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's facts.
You don't live from that shit.
And then now they're saying, yo, you can live with it, but you have to take all these drugs. So with all these drugs, you're shelling out all this money. Also, you're downing your immune system at the same time.
And your human body.
You're decaying, bro.
Yeah, you're fucking yourself up.
It's all a part of the plan, man. They had the fucking cure, but you have to have enough fucking money. And motherfuckers that are rich out there, they're like, yeah, I got the money. If I call AIDS, yo, I can fuck all these hoes bareback if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? I can do all this shit if I wanted to. I got the money, but do I really want to waste that money?
Right.
Fuck it. Let me just go ahead and just use rubbers. That's what I feel like, bro.
Fuck, bro. I used to fuck without rubbers, bro. Now I'm back to no fucking, bro.
And then you're going to be to fucking with rubbers. It's a cycle, fam.
Nah, bro. I'm just going back and focus on myself and my life, bro.
Oh, this
guy. Time to go
Yo,
fuck,
this
bro.
Guy is crazy.
We just got to focus, bro. We were in this game, bro.
We were doing so good, man.
I know, bro. My mind shut down on me, bro.
Yo, the salamander.
I apologize.
Yo.
My mind went south for a bit, bro. It was just...
Damn, you started thinking about old times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, man.
It's the worst. But it's okay.
Yo,
everyone, hoppers, bro.
Everyone out there faces heartbreak. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how manly you are. How alpha you are or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Every man has a girl that's out there that knows his weakness and can make him feel like a dirty piece of shit.
Big time.
And it's possible. It doesn't matter.
Like going back to what I was saying earlier, bro, it's like, yo, I could do a lot of things to piss you off, but that one female... Doesn't
she
need
knows,
to try.
She knows the business, bro. She knows what's
bro,
up.
She'll just snap her finger, bro, and it's done, bro.
Bro, my girl knows I don't like when people are yelling. I hate that shit.
And she'll yell.
And she fucking does it, bro. She knows what's up. And that shit pisses me off. You know what I'm saying?
And you yell.
And it sounds so simple, but yet it's... Oh, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Yo, look. all y'all women out there, if y'all are listening to the podcast, we love you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't think, love for the ladies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't think that we're just out here, you know what I'm saying, just trying to hate.
Yeah, every individual is different. We're all individuals.
Yeah.
Fuck the sex. Fuck
you're
gay, you straight, whatever you are, you're dope.
All that.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about none of that
Don't worry
you know
about
what I'm saying? It's
that.
Just sometimes people go through certain things
in
their
life.
Yeah,
it's just emotions,
you know? And you gotta, it's a fucking roller coaster.
Right.
You gotta go ahead and you gotta go through the loops and shit like that, the side winds. Just to figure out, yo, the ride is over. I can get the fuck off of this. I was scared at first, and I was having fun, and then it was crazy, but now I'm off the fucking ride. Now it's time to hop on the next ride. You know what I'm saying? It's
you
wild out here.
You can learn a lot from individuals.
Yeah.
And one thing about ladies, bro, is that they will build you.
Oh, and they can,
even if they leave you.
They can also fucking,
I mean, they will
tear
fuck,
you the
fuck
down.
They tear you apart, but you see, that was part of the building process. See, that's the way you got to look at it, you know? Like, you lost this girl, but you didn't. You took a piece of her, and you moved on. And she taught you things, and you taught her things. And even after she left, well, she left for a reason, so it made you even think even more. I mean, if you truly did care, you know what I mean? You thought about what you did, what you didn't do, you know what I mean? Mm. They build you, bro. They will strip you down and they will build you and they'll build you in their own way and you take a piece of what they are and you go on. I'm
Man.
Speaking about, but not every female. I'm
Yo,
speaking about females that are in your life.
Fuck
like,
all
for
that,
a minute.
Bro. I feel like in order for a female to be that way, she has to be wifey. If she is not wifey, then she is selling you a fucking dream and you are believing that that's something that's possible and it's not. She's just selling you a dream.
Okay.
You will never find out what wifey is until you actually see how far she builds you up. How
okay.
far she's able to take you.
Right.
That's what wifey really is. But they sell dreams all the time, man. Just like how we sell dreams. You know what I'm saying? We're the greatest salesman of all time, bro.
Hey, to be honest, bro, like, that's what it is. Like, you know, I'm not... When I go vend my clothes and all that, you know, I'm not out there being a salesman.
Yeah.
But I am, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm out, like, I'm not telling you, yo, I'm not trying to pitch this, yo, buy this, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't, yo, bro, you fuck with me, you buy, you know?
Yeah.
You fuck with me, support me, you feel?
Yeah, support your friends.
But, like, I'm not a salesman, bro. But,
yeah
I am selling you my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm selling you what I want, you know?
Yeah.
I'm selling you me. I'm not really selling you a product. I'm selling you myself.
And that is why people start to buy your shit, because it is not really all, it's not all of what it looks like. It's who is attached to the brand.
Right.
That's it, bro. If you are a fucking down ass person, if you are a cool ass person, if you just are a lit ass dude, if you're, you know, like, you just got to be cool. You can't be all fucked up.
Right.
And people see that, they will fuck with you, bro.
Big time.
Because I've seen people buy some of the ugliest fucking clothes, bro.
Just because they fuck
just
with
whoever
did it.
Just because they fuck with the... Exactly.
Whoever made it.
Exactly.
Right.
That shit is important, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm pretty sure everyone that started fucking with Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all that shit just based off of how it looks.
Probably not.
Because the designs are not that special.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? It was definitely more. I know there's stitching. I know that there's a whole bunch of extra shit involved in it. But how this person built the brand and
it's hype, bro.
How the
it's cool, hype.
Exactly.
It's hype. It's all hype. Yo,
it's
bro.
All about it.
Yo,
yeah.
You don't have to be the best rapper. I mean, look, bro. You don't have to rap. You don't. You find people that love you and that can hype you up.
Bro, 21 Savage.
They're gonna
Savage,
take you.
Bro.
They're gonna take you to the top.
21 Savage.
How many
he
problems
said,
you got?
He said that he never rapped. In his fucking life. And one day he stepped in the booth and he was just joking around or some shit like that. And his homie was like, yo, you have a good voice to rap. You should actually start rapping. And 21 was like, nah, fam, this shit ain't for me. And then the homie was like, all right, so then what if I just give you all the fucking beats that you need and you just rap over them? It doesn't even fucking matter. I put out the project. I guarantee you, you're going to be good, bruh. And then I'll look at him. Metro Boomin was the one that was that did that, that told him, yo,
we can do this.
You can be put out there. You know what I'm saying? You're not
right.
Like spitting the hardest bars or anything like that, but you have the
your voice.
You have the voice
and
to
the,
rap. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So if I supply you with the beats, would you do it? And he was like, yo, fuck it. That's it. And now look at fucking 21 Savage, man. Dude is everywhere. You know what I'm right. saying? He's fucking with J. Cole, Young Thug. Damn, I don't even know, bro. Just everybody that's new. What the fuck was that? Yeah, man. So it's like it's all about who the person is. The right. person that's attached to the brand. You Definitely. Know what I'm saying? Would you go, like, look at merch, how much it sells, $30, $40 for a fucking shirt. No, actually, no, like $80. If you go to a concert, it'll cost like $150 just to buy a fucking shirt. You know what I'm saying? I know when I went to Kanye's concert, it was like $200, $250 for a sweater. A simple ass sweater, bro.
Yeah, I'm good.
But it was just who the person was, you know what I'm saying? Who was attached right. to the brand. All you have to do, bro, if you're famous and people, you have that influence, you can have just one letter on your shit, a V or S for Salamander. And people are going to pop up and be like, yo, I would pay $85 for this fucking S on a sweater, because if I wore this sweater, people are going to fucking know. People are going to know what that S on that sweater is.
Yep.
It's power of branding. Yo, we going to get to that point, man. This shit is hyping me up, bro.
Yeah.
This shit hyping me up, man.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I consider myself an artist who is trying to create a brand more than he's trying to create more art, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to create a brand. I'm not here to really create too many pieces, you know? Like, yeah. I want one piece to fucking really stand out and be its thing. And then people remember that, and it carries itself on. So after I pass, like, it's still a thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I fucks with that, man.
So it's like, I can sit here and create all types of shit, but it's like, why not create one thing and just engrave it in everybody's head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they can remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking great, man. I feel like that's the way it should be. See, if you've ever watched, I feel like one of the best examples is Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? How he takes the same fucking shoe and all he does is change the color.
Yeah.
He releases it every now and then. He's like, oh, yeah, so this shit sold out. All right, well, next we're about to have this color in fucking sandy purple or some bullshit. Some shit that doesn't fucking even sound correct. And he puts it out and sells it for $250 and everyone's buying it and upselling it. And they're buying the same fucking shoe. It's just a different color, bro.
Yeah, that's but like, you see, but that's every company though, bro. Like,
no, it's not though, bro. I feel like the only company in my mind that I can actually really think about that does that and has been doing that for fucking years is Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jordan has been the only, bro. They always coming up retros. Retros.
We got the retro fives right here, bro, the metallic fives and shit.
Yeah, the now these retros, they're made out of corkscrew and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's always some new fucking retros, bro. Oh yeah, these motherfuckers came out in 1989.
Oh, these are the special editions, but collabs these, yeah, with X, Y.
Yo, collab with Supreme, bro. we collab with Adidas on this one. Y'all thought we was never gonna fuck with Adidas.
Yeah, I don't think that will ever happen, bro.
Yo, y'all motherfuckers ain't buying our shoes no more. Well, guess what? We collab with Adidas
together.
Yo, special editions.
Honestly, bro, I feel like if it ever comes to a point where like Nike, Adidas, and like all these other big companies, for whatever reason, they start going downhill because people start just fucking with artists more. And like fuck with people who have purposes more than just make money.
Yeah.
Like those companies might have to turn to something like that, or like they're gonna have to work with each other.
It's already happening, man. I mean, not with shoe brands, but it's definitely happening with Xbox, PlayStation, the PC, Switch.
How so?
So I believe it all started with Fortnite, and they were like, fam, we need some crossplay.
Definitely.
So they allow Xbox and PC and PlayStation to all be able to play together. That was the first instance. And then Xbox teamed up with Nintendo and was like, yo, we need to get PlayStation in this shit. But PlayStation was like, nah, fam, we not with this shit. We still on our solo dolo shit. Yo, fuck you. Don't think about the Fortnite shit. We still fucking with ourselves. So Xbox was like, fuck you then. Nintendo was like, hey, guys, everything is all good. You know, they play friendly all the time. And then now Nintendo and Xbox, they're both teaming up to bring, like, a cloud service. You know what I'm saying? So I'm guessing that you'll be able to play Xbox games on Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but you see, fuck PlayStation, because it's like, dog, it's preference of control. Mm-hmm. Like, you can buy a PS4 control for your Xbox, or you can buy an Xbox control for your PS4.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I grew up with the PlayStation, bro. Like, I fuck with PlayStation. I know there's things you can do with an Xbox that you can't do with a PlayStation.
Yeah.
But, like, my PS4 is the shit. You feel like PS4, anything, any console is just like, it's tight.
I think it deals with the fact that they sold so much that they're kind of like, yo, we don't even need you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's like, dude, I would like, bro, because not everybody has either one, you know? Yeah, you could sell so much, but it's not everybody has that yet.
Yeah, not everybody can go out
and it's
copy,
like, why
yeah.
not? Why not? Yo, if you had an Xbox, I had a PS4, and we both wanted to play FIFA. Like, why can't we do that? You know? Like, let's just do that. You feel like, fuck it, bro.
I still do it now. I got the Division 2 on PC. I have it on Xbox.
And you can play both.
I can't. I can't cross play. I have the same games right. on two different systems because these motherfuckers don't want to allow you to fucking cross play. So I buy the same fucking game for different consoles, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have Call of Duty on a PC and I have Call of Duty on Xbox and PS4. You know what I'm saying? If it was on Nintendo Switch, I'll probably buy it for that too. I buy it, bro, fam. I have all the consoles and I end up buying the same games and that shit is trash. So it's cool that Nintendo and Xbox is trying to team up. I feel like that's a step. And then I think Xbox and PlayStation, they're going to be doing some shit. But I think the only reason why they decided to do it was because Google is coming out with some shit.
Oh, they're trying to come out with their own console and shit?
They're doing, it's like, they call it Google Stadia. And basically,
What the fuck?
Yeah, fam. Like, so, like, imagine logging on to YouTube. And then you see an advertisement for a fucking
game.
Yeah, some fucking random game. And it right. says, yo, you can play this shit. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Right now on Stadia. Just click this if you want to play it. Boom. You grab your Google controller.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the button inside the fucking YouTube video. And then, boom, the game is going to load up.
I'm there, bro. Fuck consoles, bro.
That's all
fuck
it took.
Fuck consoles, bro. Yeah, what the fuck? All I need is a computer
that's
now?
That's it.
That's it, bro. That's all it took, dog. Yeah, I'm out, dog. I'm out, bro. Shoot me the computer.
Consoles, bro.
Man, fuck the console, bro. Fuck the console, bro. Bro, my computer can do it all, bro. My computer can do anything a fucking console can. I can watch Netflix. I can watch Netflix on a monitor. I can connect the HDMI. Like, bro, why you gonna give me an option to just have a control around my computer now?
And you can log into the games straight out. Seamlessly.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, bro. That's their selling point, though, is that right there. So it's like, I mean, I it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with
you wouldn't,
it.
You wouldn't give up the consoles?
I'm not subscribing to that shit, bro, because it's like internet. Like, you got to have some of the flyest internet, for one. Obviously, if it's going to run off of the internet, you got to have some of the flyest internet because they're saying that it's going to be 4K. You can
but that's fine, bro, because either way, you're still, all your other games, you're pretty much running off the net. Like, you download 2K19 off the internet. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And then the console is just there to maintain that, like a memory base.
It's CPU, it's GPU, it's all the hardware that's inside the console that is allowing you to run this game the best way possible. But if you're streaming it, it's coming straight from
The cloud.
The fucking, yeah, the cloud, the little fucking towers they have in the company off of all their little data center. That's where all this shit is coming from. So you're relying on their software and hardware to make sure your game is running good while you have good internet. But that's enough for you, bro.
That's enough for me, bro. And I don't have to fucking save memory. Like, I'm pretty sure you don't have to download anything.
It's all going to be in a cloud.
Yeah, bro.
You can go anywhere you want as long as you just bring it.
Yeah,
bro. Man.
Bro. So
let's go.
That's the future right Xbox there, bro. Fuck the consoles. Fuck out of here.
PlayStation, I think that's why they're teaming up, because
it's like a cable. You know, like, why do I need a DirecTV box now? I got the internet. I got fucking Netflix. I got everything on my computer. Why do I need any of this shit?
It's a step up. It's a step up.
You know what I mean? So
I
for video games like Google, that damn, bro. I can't believe Google did that, bro. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
They're coming out with that, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up, bro.
And it has.
They're really fucking up those companies, bro. That was really, bro. You know how many people my age are gonna be like, "Yo, why the fuck aren't we doing this?
Man,
why the fuck didn't we think about this shit earlier?
Nah, man. I don't think.
Yeah, bro. Nah, man. You're gonna tell me I can pull up to the homie's crib with my control and we could just set up right there on it? He has a laptop or something. Yo, bro, let's play some 2K, dog. I brought my control. You feel? Like, doesn't matter. I didn't bring no PS4 control. I just bought a universal control I could use on the computer. Hooked that shit up Bluetooth. Did my thing. And we out, bro. Like, it changes the game for everybody. It allows people who might not necessarily make, you know, like, I don't have $500 to buy a PS4. But I have $10 a month to pay for the subscription of this Google thing. Because I'm sure they'll offer, you know, like, a yearly charge. Like a annual fee, or like a monthly fee, you know?
Yeah, you have to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, man. I don't like it. It's not my thing, man. I really love the idea of taking a piece of hardware, hooking it up. Like, for example, okay. So every time a game comes out,
right.
There are new requirements to the game.
Right.
For example, if you have a PC, the new game comes out and it tells you the requirements. So what will happen is you'll be like, okay, either I can run this or I'm going to go to the fucking store and I'm going to buy some new shit. I'm going to spend $100 on this new graphics card so I can run this game to make it look like X, Y, and Z. All right, well, there is a feeling of gratification when you walk into the store and go, yo, I want that graphics card right there. Go home, take out the old one, put in the new one, and then you can see.
Yeah, I bought GTA 5. I pre-ordered it. I waited in line and got the disc. Man, fuck the disc, Renault. Fuck all that shit.
Man.
Nah, bro.
Nah, man. Nah,
get rid
man.
Of it. I'm out, bro. Nah, yo, bro. They took away a DVD.
You can get
input
yo,
on
fuck,
my laptop, bro.
Fuck this,
they
bro.
Took that shit out. No, bro, get rid of all that shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, I don't mind getting rid of discs.
Yeah.
We already downloading everything
that's
from
what
the
I'm
internet.
Well,
that's
then what's
fine.
The what's the problem?
That,
why
me,
why would you want a
fine.
Console? Why would you want a console? Why do you need a console if you could do everything on your computer? Why, bro? You already play PC. You
okay,
know what I mean?
For one single player. Let's say if you're somewhere,
okay,
that does not have internet. And you're on vacation.
All right.
And you're in a cabin right. or something.
All right.
And you
all
bring
right.
you decide to bring your PS4 or your Xbox
all right.
or something like all that. Right. You can bring right. you can
yes.
set it up and you
yes.
can play single player mode.
Yes.
With that Google shit, you that controller is going to be useless, bro.
No, no. Okay.
You need
that,
internet.
Yes, that was one you got it there. All right. I feel
that to me is like I feel like nah, bro. Like no, if I need internet to, and that's the thing, bro. Because okay, so
but
Xbox,
look, if
when,
there's
bro, no. Because when Xbox first came out, whoever was the leader of Xbox was like, yo, we coming out with this Xbox and it's gonna be pure online connectivity, and everybody was pissed off, bro. Everybody was mad. Nobody was having that shit. Everybody was like, yo, this is trash. We don't want to fuck with the Xbox because it's always online. This shit is trash. You need to be connected to the internet. And then PlayStation was like, oh, and guess what? You don't need to be connected to the internet all the time. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And they're like, oh, yo, and guess what? It's $100 less than the Xbox. And everyone's like, oh, my God, this shit is crazy. But now you don't have a piece of hardware. All you need is a fucking controller, and you need to be online. It's like
hotspot. Hotspot. There's personal hotspots on your phone.
But
you know?
What I'm saying, though, bro, is that it reversed.
Yeah.
People went from